Rav Huna Amar Rav says, if I tell Levi, I have money in your hands, give it to Reuven. If it is a Maimed Shloshtan, all three are standing there. This is considered a good kinyan by virtue of the kinyan min Rabbanan called Maimed Shloshtan. The Maran Gittin says it's considered a kinyan belay taima. There's no real reason why it works, but we know that it does. A get we know must be written lishma. The question is, do we compare Havaya Litzia, and just like a get must be lishma, so too Erisin must be lishma, or do we say no? This is a machlaikas. It's also a machlaikas when a worker works for you. If we say Eina l'schiris ela b'saif, that your liability to him, in other words, the money that you owe him for his work, is only chal when he completes the total job, or yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'ad saif, that you're chayef to pay him as he does the work, meaning to say, he does 10 minutes worth of work, you're mechuyev to pay him. He does another 10 minutes of work, you're mechuyev to pay him. If a person is mekudeshes b'mashkin, the mashkin, so this type of mekadesh b'milva is good, since she's getting something which is actually real. We say, Uman kaina b'shvach keli. If I have wood and I give it to a carpenter to make me a bookcase, the artisan is kaina b'keli. The Ksais HaKhayshin explains that it doesn't really belong to the uman, but it's like a mashkin, and when he gives it back to the owner doesn't have to make a full kinyan to take it back. The Rambam holds, Mekadesh b'milva eina mekudeshes, as we see in Hilchus Ishus Perakei. He also writes that one who is mekadesh with a matana al menas lahachzer, it's also not a good kedushin. And the Adnan Meluim explains that even though all over Shas we know that Amatana al-Manas l'Hachzir is good, for example, like an Esreg on Sukkos, Lulav and Esreg on Sukkos, but that's because in other cases, like the case of Esreg, there's no need for the person to have Hana from the Lulav and Esreg. But in Kedushin, the woman must have some form of real Hana. And since it's Amatana al-Manas l'Hachzir, she gets no real Hana, the Kedushin can't be Chal. This is the same Lumdus why a Malveh cannot be good, since there's no Hana either by a Mekadesh b'milva. That's why the Kadesh B'milva is no good. Ayyam, a Kadesh B'milva ain't a Mekudeshes, because as we mentioned before, Milva Lahitza Nitna. The next Mishnah. If a man says, marry me with this cup of wine, and it turns out that there's no wine in there, but there's only honey in the cup. Or he says, marry me with this honey. Look in the cup, they find out that there's wine. Or he says, marry me with gold, and he gives her silver. Or he says, marry me with silver, and he gives her gold. So the Kedushin is no good. Reb Shimon says, if the mistake is actually working to her advantage, i.e., he says, marry me with dvash, and it turns out that there's wine in the cup, which is worth more, then the kedushin is good. But if it's to her disadvantage, he says he's marrying with her with wine, and there's only dvash in the cup, the kedushin is not good, since she's losing. And the Gemara says, if a man sent a shliach to be mekadesh, a woman, with a silver coin, and the shliach did the kedushin with a gold coin, according to one man diyamar, it's no good, since he specifically said he wanted silver. Reb Shimon says it is good, since the shliach did his job, but in fact even went one step further. The job was to be mekadesh with silver. He gave her gold, so she actually got more than she was expected to get, therefore it's good. A regular get, the Edim sign the bottom of the shtar. In a get mekusher, which is a get with a few folds, the Edim sign on the back of the shtar. If in a get pashut, they didn't sign at the bottom, or in a get mekusher, they didn't sign on the back, the get is pasul. Shimon Gamliel says, hakol lefi minag hamadina. The Gemara says, even though Reb Shimon holds if the woman gets more than expected, i.e. she thinks she's going to get silver, but she ends up getting gold, it's a good kedushin. When we say that it's a good kedushin, that's only b'shvach mamon, if we're dealing with money. But if it's a shvach yuchsin, he says he's a levi, for example, but really he turns out to be a kayin, the kedushin is not good, since sometimes better yichus is not necessarily a milo. If a person is mekadesh, a woman, almanas, shani gibor, on the condition that I'm strong, he doesn't have to be as strong as shimshin, he just has to be strong enough that his friends are afraid of him. Otherwise, the kedushin is not good. If one is mekadesh a woman al manas shani tzaddik, but he's a rasha, the kedushin is good. The moment that he does the kedushin, he could have done tshuva, and he will be a tzaddik at that moment. The chida asks, what about if he did an avera, where only a kippur or misa is mechaper? So at the moment that he did the kedushin, even though you would think that maybe at that moment he did tshuva, but he's still a rasha, whether he did tshuva or not, because sometimes only Yom Kippur is Mechaper, or Omis is Mechaper, and that hasn't happened here. So how is it possible that the Kedushin can be Chal? You could answer, since once in his heart he wants to do Tshuva, we say Machshava Taiva Mitzarfa L'maisa. So the wheels of Kapara have already begun to turn. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, however, says that if his Averis are Ben Adam L'Chavera versus Ben Adam L'Makam, the Kedushin would not be Chal, since Yom Kippur is only Mechaper for things that are Ben Adam L'Makam, not things that are Ben Adam L'Chavera, as we see in the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pehe. So he still technically would be somewhat of a Rasha. Therefore, the Kedushin is not Chal. However, the Shailu Meshiv says it's possible still that the Kedushin should be Chal, because even though we know normally, according to this Mishnah, that something which is an Avera, Ben Adam L'Chavero, a person cannot get tshuva for it unless he actually goes over to the person, but if very deep down he thinks to himself he's going to go to the person and ask for Mechila, then technically he can still be considered a Tzaddik. And therefore it's possible, even in a case like this, a person could still have a Kedushin, which is good, even if he did a sin, which is Ben Adam L'Chavero. 10 kaven of wisdom came down to this world. 9 went to Eretz Yisrael, and 1 went to the rest of the world. 10 kaven of beauty came down to this world. 9 went to Yerushalayim, and 1 went to the rest of the world. 10 kaven of Ashiras came down to this world. 9 went to Rome, and 1 went to the rest of the world. And 10 kaven of gossip came down to the world. 9 went to women, and 1 went to the rest of the world. And the simon for poverty is deceit. Mishnah. If someone says, I'm a Kiddush to you, if I'm a Kayan, I'm an Ashrani Kayan, and he's really a Levi, or vice versa, he says, I'm married to you, I'm an Ashrani, I'm a Levi, but he's really a Kayan. Or he says, I'm an Ashrani, I come from a small town, but he's really from a big city, which is more crowded or more expensive. Or vice versa, he says, I'm really from a big city, but he turns out to be from a small town. In all these cases, she isn't Mikudeshes, whether it's for the better or for the worse. Wherever she ends up, better or worse, either case, she's not Mikudeshes. And the Gemara says, there was a man who sold his property so that he could move to Eretz Yisrael, and then an oinus happened, and he couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Rava says, this person cannot force the buyer to give his land back. If at the time of the sale he would have said, I'm selling this to move to Eretz Yisrael, and then an oinus happened, then he could have claimed it back. But since he didn't say he was going to Eretz Yisrael, it's just Dvarim Shebelev. And we say, Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. We follow what is said, not what is thought. Dafnun, the Mishnah. If someone said to a shliach, go and marry for me a certain woman in a certain place, and he went and married her in a different place, the Kedushin is no good. But if she's in the correct place, but the Kedushin was in a different place, then it is good. Gemara. This same halacha applies by a get as well. The next Mishnah. If a man is mekudesh to a woman almanas that she had no nedarim, she was carrying with her at all, and later they found out that she did have nedarim, the Kedushin is no good. If he stam married her, however, and then he found nedarim, then he can divorce her and not have to give her ksuba money. Let's say he says almanas that she has no mumin, and they find mumin. We say eina mekudeshes. The next mission. If one married two women with a total of one pruta, or one woman with pachas mishava pruta, of course the kedushin cannot be chal. And even if he sent her kala gifts later on, there was the fact that he's now saying he's sending her gifts because she's a kala, implying that they were married, the kedushin still is not chal. This is called savlonis, these gifts. This is since these gifts weren't done l'teres kedushin, but rather just l'teres matana, and the kedushin was never chal at all, even in the first place. The next Mishnah. If one marries a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, then the kedushin wouldn't be chal, and no get would be needed, since the whole kedushin was meaningless to begin with. One can't marry a woman and her daughter, and one can't marry a woman and her sister. Gemara. The pasuk says, "V'isha al achaisa laisikach." From here we learn that a man cannot marry two sisters. However, if one of the sisters dies, then the second one is mutter to be married at that point. Daf Nun Aleph. Rava says, "Kol she'ena b'zeh achar zeh afilu b'vas achas ena." Anything that is not allowed to be done consecutively, for example, marrying one sister and then immediately marrying another sister, cannot be done simultaneously. And of course, you can't marry them together. The Gemara attempts to question this from three angles. Number one, Meiser. Number two, Meiser Behema. And number three, Chalas Karban Taida. But Lamaskana, we do hold of this klal, Kol She'ena B'zeh Achar Zeh, Afilu B'Vasachas Eina. Anything that is not allowed to be done consecutively cannot be done simultaneously. Rava says the reason for this is because it's Kedushin She'en Misurin Labia Lehavi Kedushin. One of the two women will be Achais Ishtai, the sister. So it's also to have bia with both of them. And the rule is that any kedushin that is impossible to have bia with, like here, the kedushin cannot be chal at all. Abaya argues, and says kedushin se'ein mesurin labia, havi kedushin, that it is considered a good kedushin. Even if it's something where bia is impossible, it could still be a good kedushin. Rabbi Yossi says, in general, a man does not allow himself to be put into a situation where he'll forget something. The Gemara says, if one is mekadesh two sisters, and he doesn't know which one he actually married, so since it's a suffix, he can't have beer with either of them. Even according to Rava, he would need a get from both. Since at the beginning, he did know which one he was married to. Then later on, they were mixed up. That's the case that the Gemara is talking about. Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara paskins like Abaya, that even Kedushin, which cannot be followed by Bia, is still considered a valid Kedushin. Kedushin she'ein mesurin labia, havi Kedushin. Although all over Shas, we paskin like Rava, the Gemara says this is one of the six cases of Ya'al Kegam, that we paskin like Abaya. What are the six cases that are consisting of Ya'al Kegam? The Yud stands for Yish Shalomidas. This is brought in Gemara Bab Metzia. The Ayin stands for Eid Zaymim Lemafreya. Abaya says, after Eidim come, and say Imanu Hayisa, all interim Eidus also becomes Pasal Lemafreya. Rav over there holds that it's only Mikanu Lahaba that they're Pasal. But we pass them like Abaya, that it's Pasal Lemafreya. The Lamed stands for Lechi Ha'imid Me'elav. This is referring to Erevin, that a Lechi, which is used for an Erev, is kosher to be used, even if it's a lechi that just happened to be there. In other words, it's not a lechi that has to be put up special for the Erev, but if it just happened to be a telephone pole, for example, that happened to be there anyway, that could also be used as a lechi, as long as the string attached to it is kosher, you can still use that, even though it had been standing there already from beforehand, and it wasn't put up with a special kavana for an Erev. The kuf in Ya'al Kegam is our machlokes here, where Abaya holds kedushin, she'ein mesurin labia, havi kedushin. The gimel is gilui das begitin. Someone doesn't expressly state his kavana by get, is that considered enough or not? And finally, the mem stands for mumar lahachis. If someone is a mumar by ben adam lamakam, for example, Shabbos, for example, but not ben adam lachavera, the question is, can he still be an aid for dine mumminus or not? These are the six cases of Ya'al Kegam. Rava says we learn four concepts from our Mishnah. Number one, if one is makadesh with peris from a shvius year, the Kedushin is good, even though it's technically Shvius, but nonetheless it's Hefker. Number two, if one is Mekadesh with something stolen, the Kedushin is no good. Number three, a Tzara is never believed for Edus. Despite the fact she's never believed for Edus, she can still be a Shliach for one of her rival Tzaras. And finally, Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labia, Kedushin that cannot possibly be followed by Via, is not considered a good Kedushin. This particular fourth one, the Mishnah does not list, since it's not a straight-out halacha, rather, it's a machlokes, Rava, and Abaya. If a man steals something from a woman, he steals it from her, and then he wants to marry her by virtue of giving back her stolen item to her, and when he gives it back to her, she is silent, do we construe her silence as acceptance of the item, as consent for the Kedushin? In other words, she's taking it back and she's quiet, therefore she's maskim to the Kedushin. Or can she perhaps claim later that she had no intention of marrying this thief, the only reason she was quiet, she's accepting the item that always belonged to her in the first place. In conclusion, the Gemara says that if the couple was not engaged at the time, then her silence acceptance is insufficient grounds to prove that she consented for Kedushin, i.e. she's believed to claim that she accepted the item simply because it belonged to her and wanted to get her stolen goods back, but really she wasn't interested in Kedushin at all. However, if the couple was engaged at the time, then the assumption is that she accepted her stolen item with consent for Kedushin. There is, however, an obvious question as to the understanding of the validity of such Kedushin, inasmuch as the halacha requires that an item be used for Kedushin must legally belong to the man who's giving it to the woman, and a stolen item doesn't legally belong to him. Rashi writes that by indicating her will to accept a stolen item from Kedushin, the woman is in effect expressing consent to be meichel, to waive her right to reclaim her stolen item, thereby allowing the man to gain full ownership of the item so it can affect the Kedushin with the stolen item. If someone takes truma from his friend's field without his rishus, the Baal Bayis reacts by implying that there was gezel, and the truma is not chal. But if his reaction is positive to what had happened, then we say trumasai truma. So the same should be true by kedushin. If someone takes someone else's property and does kedushin, and the Baal Bayis appears happy, the kedushin should be chal. Kamash Milan, we say no. Since kedushin is something happy, so of course the owner is going to say mazel tov. But if he's really makbid, therefore the kedushin is not chal. The Mishnah. If a kohen is mekudish a woman with his chelik of karbanis, it's not a good kedushin. What about with maaser sheni? Rameir says it's no good since it's mamon gavaya, and a person can't use mamon gavaya for kedushin. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is good since maaser sheni is considered mamon hedyot, not mamon gavaya. Unless it was done b'shaygig, then it's no good. If you're mekadish with hektish, Rameir says b'shaygig it's no good, but b'mezid it is good. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shaygig it is good, but b'mezid it's no good. The Gemara. After Reb Meir was nifter, Reb Yehuda said that they shouldn't allow his talmidim into his base medrash, since they used to try to show off how smart they are, but not to learn Torah. But one of the talmidim, Sumchas, got in anyway, and said that one can't be mekadesh a woman with kachay kachim in the Azara. Daf Nun Gimel. What a kohen gets, he must eat, and he cannot exchange menachas and zvachim, or parts of animals, with other kohanim, because it's hard to place a financial value on each one, and they must really get equal portions, as we learn from the pasuk ish bi'achiv. The Gemara says in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, there were many special miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. For example, each kohen used to get a kezias of the lechem upon him, and he would feel full as a result of eating that small portion. The Gemara says we learn that you can't use Ma'aser Sheni for Kedushin, since it's Kedush Lashem, but it's not Kedush for a woman. The reason a woman doesn't want to receive Ma'aser Sheni for her Kedushin is either because it's a headache to redeem it, i.e. she has to go to Yerushalayim, or because she's afraid that it will get stolen before it was redeemed. According to Reb Meir, if one takes money of Hekdush and uses it for Kedushin, or for a purchase, you're not Ma'al Behekdush, since it's still Hekdush. The only way to be Ma'al Behekdush is if you eat it, because now you've destroyed it. Now it's not Hekdush anymore. Not Nandalit. The Big Day Kahuna, if they're used B'Shaigig, a person isn't Ivaran Me'ila, since we say Lo Nitna Taira L'Malachi Asharis, and after the Kayin finishes the Avodah, he'll still be wearing it for a few moments. And Rashi explains that since it's virtually impossible for the Kohanim to remove their garments immediately after they finish the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's inevitable that the garments are going to be used for their personal use at some point, and therefore the Big Day Kahuna are initially sanctified with a condition allowing for occasional personal use. The Ritva also adds that once such a clause was attached to the Kedusha of Big Day Kahuna, allowing for the Kohanim's incidental personal use, even the Yisrael's mistaken use of Big Day Kahuna does not constitute Me'ila, because it's not possible for an item to be considered Hekdush with regard to some people and not with regard to others. Therefore, since we say Lo Nitna Taira L'Malachi Asharis, if the Kohen does use it a bit for his personal use, he's not over on Me'ila. There's also Machlekes Rishayim if Big Day Kahuna are considered Klei Sharis or not. According to Taisvis, they are. According to the Ramban and the Ritva, they're not considered Klei Sharis because they aren't used Mamish for the Avodah. They're only considered machshirei hektish. The Gemara says each person is mechuyev to give a shekel every year, the money of which was used for karbanas tzibur. According to Reb Meir, if this money was used for kedushin, the person is ma'al behektish. In fact, if one even uses a stone that fell out of the wall of Yerushalayim, he is ma'al behektish. Reb Nachman says the halacha is like Reb Meir by Ma'aser Sheni, that Ma'aser is considered as mamon gavaya, since we paskin like Reb Meir in a stam mishnah. But the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda by Hekdush, that Me'ila is only B'Shaigig and not B'Mezim. We see the halacha is like Reb Meir in the fact that the first 3 years a crop is considered Usser as Arla. In the fourth year of vineyard, it's only Mutter as Kerem Revai if it's taken to Yerushalayim for redemption, similar to the treatment of Ma'aser Sheni. Therefore, when a person does this, he must add a Chaimish. But according to Beis Shammai, by Ma'aser Sheni, one must add a Chaimish, but by Kerem Revai, there is no Chaimish. Beis Hillel says as a chemish even by Kerem Revai. What if someone received something as a matana? Should he have to give a chemish or not? This will be tali if you hold Ma'aser Sheni is considered Mamon Hekdush or Mamon Gavaya. We pass him like Reb Meir that Ma'aser Sheni is considered Mamon Gavaya since it's brought down a Masechtas Idias. And this Masechtas Idias is called Bechirasai. That's where they chazered over all the important halachas. Therefore, we pass him like all the halachas that are brought down in Masechtas Idias. Daf Nun Hei. If a few different people drank from a klei sharis of Hekdush, all the people are considered as having been ma'al in this keli. And this keli is not considered to have lost its status as Hekdush after one person drank from it, since you can't be mitzi the Hekdush from a klei sharis. However, by behemoth, you can sometimes remove kedusha from a particular behemoth by being paid to one behemoth for another, and moving the kedusha from one behemoth to the other. The klal is that whenever we say about a karban chatas that if it got too old, it has to die, in regard to an asham, we say it should be yira ad sheyistayev. It should walk around until it receives a mum. Then we can be paid and give it to the Beis HaMikdash so we can buy karbanos with the money. In general, we never say, omrim la'adam shechata b'shvil sheyiske. Don't tell a person he should sin now in order that his chus should come out of it later. Taisvis in Erevin Daflam B'Beis HaMikdash says there are some exceptions to this rule. For example, if by you doing an Isra Kal, you'll prevent someone from doing an Isra Chomer, it might be mutter to be chayta. In Parshas Tur'a, the Pasuk says, Aser to Aser is called Tvuas Zarecha. We know that 1/10 of all the grain goes to the Levi. This is called Maiser Rishon. This goes in every year of the Shemitah cycle except for Shemitah itself. But from this Pasuk, Aser to Aser, we learn the halacha of Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni we give in years 1 and 2 and year 4 and 5 of the cycle. This the Baal Bayis eats in Yerushalayim. Of course, we know that in years 3 and 6 we give Maiser Ani. However, one shouldn't take the money of Maiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, but he should buy the behema in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda said, if one buys the behema outside of Yerushalayim, b'mezid, the money must be returned to Yerushalayim. We impose the penalty of an iser. Someone does an iser and there's a penalty. The penalty goes on the person who actually does the iser. The Mishnah. Kiddushin performed with fruits of arla is not valid. Since the Torah prohibits the use of arla, any fruit that a tree bears during the first 3 years after it's planted, the fruit is considered valueless and therefore cannot affect a kiddushin. Tosfos notes that the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis says that only ordinary means of using the fruit, such as eating and drinking, are included in the Torah's iser. However, deriving pleasure from arla fruit shalai kederach hanasan in an unusual manner, for example, eating it while it's bitter, for example, as a medicine, or using it as a cream, that's not considered usur. Consequently, Tosfos explains that if indeed it is possible for a woman to obtain a pruta's worth of benefit from the arla fruit in a permitted manner, i.e. shalai kederach hanasan, then the kedushin would in fact be good. However, the Mishnah is discussing a case in which the amount of arla fruit given for kedushin is not sufficient to provide a pruta's worth of permitted shalai kederach hanasan benefit. And that's the reason that the kedushin, according to the Mishnah, is not good. The Ran, however, disagrees with Tosfos and is of the opinion that under no circumstances can kedushin be affected with arla at all, no matter whether it's derech hanasan or shalai kederach hanasan. However you use it, whether it's kederach or shalai kederach, even though shalai kederach is not asur min ha-taira, however, the Gemara Pesachim indicates that the Rabbanim permitted such use only for the sake of someone who is sick. Any other use, however, mid Rabbanim, are asur, even shalai kederach hanasan. And therefore, arla fruit cannot affect the kedushin since a woman has no use for them at all. The Mishnah also says, besides arla, also klai hakerem, ashar haniskal, egla arufa, basar b'chalav, chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, any of these which are given to a woman for kedushin, it's not considered good kedushin at all, since all of these are asar bahana. Therefore, the kedushin is not chal. But if he sells these items and then is mekadesh a woman with the proceeds from the sale, the kedushin is good, since the isra hana'a does not transfer over from something which is asar bana, and that money, transfer that money sale to something else, to the money, does not transfer over. Therefore, the money could be used for kedushin. And the Gemara says, all of the items in the Mishnah are not only asar ba'achila, but also asar ba'hana. We learn these isurei hana from various psukim. Rav Avohu learned that every time a Torah uses the words like yoichal, like seichal, or like seichlu, it tells us that the item is not only asar ba'achila, but is asar ba'hana as well. For example, the pasuk says like seichal alav chametz. From here we learn that chametz v'pesach is not only asar ba'achila, but is asar ba'hana as well. Daf Nun Zayin. Shimon HaMsuni darshaned every S that was written in the Torah, until he came to the pasuk in Devarim of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and he didn't know how to touch it up. Rabbi Akiva came along and said, this S comes to tell us that you are not only mechuyev to fear Hashem, but you must fear Talmidei Chachamim as well. The Kaparas Egla Arufa, the Gemara says, is brought by the closest town to the mace. The Egla is brought down to the valley, and its neck is broken. When exactly is the time the Egla becomes Aser? Rabbi Yechanan says, Mishas Shchita, and Rish Lakish says, Mishas Lekicha. The Gemara says an animal which was involved in Znus becomes Aser both Ba'achila and Ba'ana, and is then Chayev Biskila. The Taras HaMetzera, purification of the Metzera, includes Shiluach Tzipor HaChaya, capturing a live bird and sending it away as part of the procedure. The Gemara says that once the bird is sent away, it does not retain any Kedusha, and is mutter for personal use. Rava explains that this halacha can be learned from the fact that the Torah obligates sending the bird out to freedom, thus exposing it for recapture by someone who may not know that it's asur, and he may eat it under the assumption that it's just a plain, ordinary bird. If the bird was in fact asur to eat, says Rava, the Torah would not require such a procedure, ultimately causing people to unwittingly violate an isur. Le'amra Torah shlach l'takola. Rava's line of reasoning, however, requires a bit of clarification, as is explained in Al-Hadaf. Even if the Tzipor HaChaya is in fact Osir, nevertheless one who happens to eat this Mitzara bird, assuming that it is an ordinary Mutter bird, has in fact not violated any Yisurim. Based on the halachic principle of Raiv, anyone who finds a bird may assume that it's not a Mitzara bird, since Raiv, the majority of birds, are not Mitzara birds. And therefore, if one B'Shaygig eats this bird, he has not violated any Yisurim, since he was relying on the halachic principle of Raiv. The Mishnah HaMelech, therefore, explains that Rava's argument is based on the principle of Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchila, which learned in the Gemara in Be'ah, Daf Dalet Amid Beis, which dictates that it's Osir to knowingly cause Bitul B'Raiv by deliberately dissolving a small amount of a prohibited food in a large amount of permissible food, thus rendering the entire mixture Mutter. Rava reasoned that the Torah would not allow sending the Mitzara bird away, causing it to become Batal amongst other birds, since this is contrary to the principle of Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchila, even though once it is done, anyone who unwillingly eats it has not violated any surim, but l'chatchila ein mevatlanus l'chatchila. There's a machlokes amongst the Rishayim as to whether the source of this principle of ein mevatlanus l'chatchila is minatara. This is a famous machlokes. The Ran in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Aleph, cites the opinion of Taisvus, who holds that the prohibition to deliberately cause bitl ein mevatlanus l'chatchila is only midrabanan, and therefore there's no such iser minatara. The Ravid, however, is of the opinion that the halacha of Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchila is a halacha min haTorah. Our Mishnah, the Gemara says, who holds that Peter Chamor is Osir Bahana, is not going according to Reb Shimon, who holds Peter Chamor is Mutter Bahana. If one is Mekadosh an Isha with Basar B'Cholov, it isn't good, Kedushin is not good, since Basar B'Cholov is Osir Bahana. We learn this from the fact that the Torah says, Le'sevashel Gedi B'Chalev Imai, three different times. One teaches us the Isser Achila by Basar B'Cholov. One teaches us the Isser Hana, and one teaches us the Isser of Bittel. Other shittas hold that the Isser of Basar B'Cholov is Mutter B'Hana. The Ritva Lamaisa says that the only time Isser, Achila, and Hana exists in Basar B'Cholov is if they're actually cooked together. If, however, they're mixed up cold, or one is bottled to the other, there is no halacha of Basar B'Cholov midaraisa. The Basar B'Cholov is only Asr midarabanan. The Ramah in Yeridea Simon Pei Zion says that whenever Basar B'Cholov midarabanan is what we have, it is only Asr b'achila, but it is Mutter b'hana. If Chulin, not Kachim, was shechted in the Azara, it becomes Asr b'hana. This is learned from a Svara. Some say it's learned from specific psukim. Chulin she'nishchetu b'Azara is not only Asr b'achila, but Asr b'hana as well. This is learned from the pasuk of Lekelev Tashlichu Noisai. But Reb Shimon says it's only Asr b'hana midrabanan. The Mishnah. If one is Mekadosh a woman with Trumas and Maisras, or with the Efer Parah Aduma, the Kedushin is good, even if it's a Yisrael who gives these to the woman, since this is considered Taivas Hana. And the Gemara says it's a Machlokes Tanaim if Taivas Hana has a monetary value or not. Finally, we learned in Bechiris that if someone takes Schar, he takes a salary or he takes money to Paskin a Shaila, even if he takes money from both sides, his psak is batal. If one takes Schar to testify, his edus is also batal. If one takes Schar for helping to mix the ashes of the Paraduma, it's pasul as well. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin perek Gimel Ha'emer, the Mishnah. If Reuven made Shimon a shliach to make a kedushin between him, Reuven, and Rachel, but Shimon went and married Rachel himself, this kedushin to Shimon is chal. Also, if a man made kedushin to be chal in 30 days, and then in the interim someone else came along and married her, the kedushin is chal to person number two. Tafnutes, the Gemara. Although the shliach in the first case is mekudish to the woman, this is considered an act of ramois, an act of trickery. And this same klal would apply to the shlichas of the purchase of a field. If the shliach buys it for himself, the deal is chal, but it's an act of trickery. It is unethical, the Gemara says, for one to take possession of an item that an ani is attempting to buy, and if you do this, you're called a rasha. This is called ani hamahapech becharara. If a man made kedushin to be effective in 30 days, and before 30 days is up, the woman wants to change her mind and not marry this man, Rabbi Yochanan says she can be mevatel this marriage completely. Asi dibur mevatel dibur. Reish Lakish says she can't change her mind, and the kedushin will be chal after 30 days. If someone became tameh via a maisa, you can't cancel the tumah via machshava. However, something which became tameh via machshava can be canceled via another machshava. Asi machshava u mevatel machshava. If a woman made a shliach lekabala to accept kedushin from Reuben, and then she accepted kedushin from Shimon, so if the shliach had already done a shlichas, she becomes married to Reuben. If he didn't yet do a shlichas, she's married to Shimon. La halacha, the Gemara passes like Rabbi Yochanan, that asi dibor mevatel dibor. The halacha from the Mishnah, that if Reuben marries a woman to be chal in 30 days, in the interim she marries Shimon, we say she's married to Shimon. Me'achshav ula'achar shleishim yayim. According to Rav, she's married to him forever. According to Shmuel, she's only married to Shimon for 30 days. It's the first 30 days is a tanai, that in a suffix situation. But after 30 days, when Reuben is mekayim the tanai, we're clear that she's definitely married to Reuben. Daf Samach. Kedushin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in this 30-day case, is compared to a bricklayer who doesn't put each brick exactly on top of the other, but rather puts one on top of two, straddled side by side, to provide better strength. And finally, if a person gives his wife a get in the same 30-day form and says it should be chal mehayoyim ul'achar misa, so if he dies, since it's a suffix, the brother cannot do yibam, but can only do chalitza. And at this point, we will conclude our share.